Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Talking to condiments today. Just out of curiosity, what would everybody in here say is your favorite condiment?
Probably a honey mustard. Boar's Head honey mustard. As a go-to all the time, yeah. Mm. But mustard's selective, right?
Not the one you use the most, just the
favorite.
Then,
yeah, Boar's Head honey mustard.
Ranch.
Mike? I gotta go universal. Ranch.
Honestly, I don't... Probably just ketchup.
All right.
Maybe that's fair. Tried and true. It's a standard bearer.
Which one
bearer.
Do you think you use the most?
Ketchup. But I'm in a house with three other people, so that's...
Right, some
me
of them.
Personally, mustard.
So mustard for me easily is the one I use the most. But I'm
between
with Miles,
my two kids, the ketchup is
ranch is pretty universal. Can go on almost anything.
Yeah, you can dip your fries in it, your onion rings, your pizza.
Yeah, well, I'll eat ranch too. That's true. We always have a bottle of ranch, and that goes pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, even if I'm making a turkey sandwich and I don't have mayonnaise, so you can put a little ranch on it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some condiments. Basically, 13 condiments that you need to. Don't eat them after they expire. The first one on there, everybody should know.
Mayonnaise. Yeah,
come on,
man.
Basically, if you open it and it's been a couple months, even though you have it in the fridge, just get rid of it.
Yep.
Especially if it's Duke's, because they use real eggs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Good to know.
Also, don't store mayonnaise in a warm area otherwise.
No.
So just, I mean, if it's not open.
Yeah.
So if it's still sealed up, still do not store it in a warm area because it'll go bad twice as fast when you open it.
Correct. Yeah. And I think most people, you know, if you have a pantry, generally those are dark because it has a door on it.
You close it
but
up.
But if not, Miles is correct. Even if you're, you know, if you're younger and you're, or whatever, you're just in a smaller place, like, even if you haven't opened that mayonnaise, he's correct. Like, put it in a shelf below with the pots and pans or something.
What is the difference between mayonnaise and Miracle Whip, technically?
Probably
it's like butter
eggs.
Margarine, I know.
I'm guessing eggs.
Okay.
Right? So Miracle Whip, miracle is we did not use anything that mayonnaise uses.
That is a miracle.
So after we go from mayonnaise it says after you open it, it's been 2 months, get rid of it. The obviously next thing is mayonnaise-based dips. So if you got garlic aioli, aromale, tartar sauces, all kinds of dipping sauces and spreads that contain mayonnaise, right? It's best to toss them after or when they're expired.
Agreed.
They also say another general rule of thumb is if a dip or condiment tastes different from when you first opened it, throw it out. Same's hold true if it's discolored or extra watery. I will also say on a personal note, if you have, say, I don't know, onion dip from Hell of a Good.
Mm-hmm.
And you wake up after one day and there's red marks in it, remind yourself you were dipping nacho cheese Doritos in there.
Okay. How long did it take you to realize that?
I was like, oh, my God.
What is that?
Yes. I was like, this is so gross. How's it already moldy? And then like 10 minutes later, I was like, oh, damn it. That's just.
Had you thrown it away at that point?
I think it was just sitting on the counter.
Like there has to be a reasonable explanation.
Right,
because
like my brain was like, don't throw it out. Something's got to be up with this. It couldn't have gone that because it smelt fine.
Sure.
But you just kind of forget, you know?
That's another thing. Like sometimes something will get into the condiment, especially when it's like mayonnaise. And you look down and there's like this little blobule and you're like, oh.
What was that?
I don't think I'm going to be able to eat the rest of this mayonnaise. Like, yeah. I'm just going to throw the whole thing. I'm not sure what that is.
What did you open that was here? Because like anytime someone goes to fast food, they give you ketchup, mustard, hot sauce,
it's
blah,
a McDonald's
blah, blah.
Sweet and sour sauce or one of their sauces for their nuggets.
Because you open it and, well, I don't know what you're eating, but like, does this color look right to you?
Yeah, and it did not. It did not.
Once you need to ask the question, just don't eat.
Once you, if you say that out loud, throw it away.
Don't eat it. Yeah,
there's some mustard packs.
They're on the border right now.
I think they need to. Yeah, I would throw them out.
Yeah,
and mustard. I'll get to mustard, but yeah, those ones are bad. all right, horseradish. All right, they say, look, as soon as the jar of horseradish is exposed to air, that sharp, spicy flavor begins to fade.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. By the time it reaches expiration date, it's better to opt for a new jar so you taste like what you want.
Does it they're say not, how long on average?
Well, they're not saying like it's going to hurt you, but if you eat it like a couple weeks or a month after the date, it's just not going to be the same zing.
It's potent, yeah.
Which is kind of what you want. But also, here's the issue, is I have a small little jar of it. You just don't use it that often unless you're making... I use it to make cocktail sauce at home. But
I was going to say, in the summertime, we fly through it because we're more apt to eat seafood, so a lot of cocktail sauce gets made. But right, but after that, and I love horseradish. It just rarely comes into play with anything I'm eating.
Also, I will say never, ever buy cocktail sauce. It is so much better if you just make it. It's ketchup and horseradish. You can mix those two things.
I will say, though, I like the Skippers.
I don't know if I've had Skippers.
Yeah.
It's not that it's bad, but it's so much cheaper to do.
It tastes fresh.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Because it is.
Yeah. Sour cream. Look, sour cream is a wild card any time of it. Like,
even
like,
fresh.
Right. They're like, basically, once you crack that seal, sour cream's going to do what it's want, right? There's like live stuff in it. That's one that's like, look, open it. If it says 5 days, throw it out at 5 days. If it's already at the date, throw it out. If you start to see the separate and a pool of liquid on top, consider your warning sign that it should be used up in the next couple of days or it's going to be bad and you're going to have mold.
Here is my question.
And if you see one little piece of mold,
there's more
at all, throw it out. Thrill's right. There is more in there. It hasn't turned green yet.
That's why this Daisy stuff that I buy scares the living hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
It is the squeezable sour cream. You've seen them.
Yeah, because
they seem to last longer as far as the expiration date. However, you cannot see inside.
Correct.
And that's what scares me sometimes. I'm always like, I always put a little dab like on a paper towel or something or squirt some in the sink first and look at it to make sure it isn't green. Because you can't just open the lid.
Right.
I'd rather have that, but still, I feel like I'm flirting with disaster.
Mm, you are.
I don't know that this one is going to affect a ton of people because it's just not a condiment you think to have all the time, but chutney.
I mean, on occasion, but it's because we specifically planned a meal that requires chutney.
Right. It's an Indian condiment.
Delicious.
There's mango chutneys I know sometimes you put on your tacos and
very
everything.
Very good.
But that's one of those things I'll see it in the store and I never buy it. Because I'm like, that's literally, I'm going to use one teaspoon of it or two tonight and that's it.
And that's about it. Yeah. Basically, once you open the jar and make that meal, you might as well throw it out because you're probably not going to use it again.
Or you got to start throwing it on your eggs and just use it up.
It's
that
not a
week.
Bad goal.
Yeah. You can use it for other stuff. These are condiments you should get rid of. Barbecue sauce can get moldy. Mm. All right. Barbecue sauce is another tough one, though, because it's dark and it's in that bottle. I was going to say, there's like fuzzy mold that can get in that. They say if there's a change in texture or a funky smell, just throw it out. They have a lot of preservatives in them, so you got about 4 months to use up an open bottle of it.
Okay.
All right.
So that's still a decent time, though, for a condiment.
It is. Yeah, you know? 4 months. Basically, I'd open it at the beginning of the summer. No, I'm going to use it a lot more during the summer. By Labor Day, probably gone.
Yeah, barbecue sauce is another tough one. And it's like you use it for certain recipes, but I don't know, outside of like nuggets, I don't know that it has a lot of daily use.
And the kids still want ketchup if it's nuggets.
Yeah.
Also, it'll ruin a charcoal grill. I mean, I love barbecue sauce, but there's something you just got to be careful with.
Also, a reminder to folks, when you're putting barbecue sauce on your meat, do not do it till the end. It contains a lot of sugar and will burn if you put it on
too early. That's
correct. Let's see. Basically, with ranch dressing, I don't know that a bottle of ranch has ever gone bad in my care. But ranch dressing, basically, they're just saying, hey, look, if it changes consistency, it's probably time to get rid of that ranch, right? Mm-hmm. If it, you know, just use your brain here, right? Eating expired ranch could lead to foodborne illness, especially if the ranch hasn't been properly stored. That's another thing, too. If you're one of those people, I've been guilty of it. Maybe you're having a late night snack involving ranch. Make sure you put it back in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
If not, throw it away.
Yeah, exactly.
Along with the mayonnaise.
But ranch, right, exactly like mayonnaise, you could pretty much tell the change in color, consistency. It might even smell a little awkward. Mm. So you know to get rid of that. This shouldn't shock you. Blue cheese. Blue cheese dressing, breeding ground for bacteria.
Oh, yeah.
It's already got mold in it.
And you can't even see it.
It'll start, if you have,
it looks like blue cheese.
Well, if you have the cheese versus the dressing, at least with the cheese, the mold that's not edible shows up kind of pink or red. Almost looks like soap scum.
Okay.
So you'll know. But like in the dressing, I don't know if the same thing happens. But at least if I have like the blue cheese crumbles, I can pop the lid and I'm like, this is bad.
They're just saying, be careful. Look at the dates, mainly because blue cheese dressing has such a unique smell.
Yeah.
You might not notice it. Like
how bad it is.
Right. Because it's all, to like me, it already smells off.
It does.
You know?
And to me, that's a sign of a good blue cheese because it smells terrible.
If you leave Caesar dressing too long, you can get salmonella.
Yeah.
Obviously, Caesar dressing contains egg yolks, olive oil, and cheese. So you got to look at it after the expiration date. Be very careful with
it. Don't.
All right.
I mean, to me, get rid of it, man.
Yeah, and again, like, I don't know. To me, if I make a Caesar salad at home, it's always one of those salad kits.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're, it seems like a bold move to just have a thing of Caesar dressing in your home. I'm sure people do it.
Yep.
But.
Yeah, but they're probably Caesar freaks, too.
Correct. Like, I have one buddy, we used to call him Caesar, and to his credit, I was shocked. I hadn't seen him in, like, 15 years. He still does.
But the guy that you've called Caesar, it's because of Caesar salad or dressing?
Correct.
I've heard you talk about this guy Caesar forever. Yeah. I just figured his name was Caesar or, you know, some...
No, his name's Steve.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
So his damn name is Caesar. All the time?
No, he would just...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just use Caesar dressing like most Americans, you would use ranch. Like pizza crust. Caesar.
Okay.
French fries. Caesar.
Really? I will be damned. I've heard this guy's name for years. I never even assumed it had anything to do with Caesar
dressing.
Was he
skinny?
No. Well, he was a starting center in basketball at Hopkins. Caesar's a big man. So he could obviously, I mean, last time I saw him was one of our days to cook food. And I said, Steve, we still get, he's like, you're goddamn right, we're getting Caesar dressing. I was like, all right. Soy sauce obviously can last a super long time, but it can become stale. So the taste retains a little bit, and it would have a funny smell. And then, let's see, mustard, again, very long shelf life, but when it goes bad, it does go bad. But honestly, you could leave that one in your fridge after you open it for months, even almost a year.
Damn. Okay.
So ketchup can go sour. Miles, to answer, I looked up. Heinz finally said this. They highly recommend Heinz ketchup is kept in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay in restaurants because they say it is shelf stable, but they highly recommend it.
Okay.
But just with their
case.
Brand.
Just well, in case.
So if you're eating Hunt's or Del Monte, I don't know what you people are doing.
I feel like also in restaurants, like they have a big old jug that's in a refrigerator, but I feel like the stuff that's on the tables, that goes quick, so we don't have to worry about
that. Well, they just
that.
Refill those. So sometimes, right. Like, I will say this, and I don't think your waiter's going to care too much. If you're already at the end of that thing, just ask for a different one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.